Welcome to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster, sitting here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we are talking high school boys basketball this evening. As our first guest on the line is the head boys basketball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Brett Ratcliffe, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, as always, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your team, definitely looks like there's going to be quite a few new faces for Webster City basketball here in 2025 and 2026. And just looking at those coming into the year that are expected to have a lot of contributions, you know, just from off-season work to now having a full week of practice under your belt, what are some things that you've seen from this team that have stood out to you here early on in the regular season?
Well, obviously this year we only bring back probably 10 to 12% of our production from last season with Jackson Griffith, and then Carter Michelson had an injury in football this year that is going to hold him out probably the entire basketball, his entire senior season. So we are going to be leaning on a lot of depth from our juniors and, you know, some sophomores that are going to have to step up and fill some big roles this season.
Yeah, you talk about some of those that will have to step up, and we'll take it, I guess, by front court and back court. When you look at first at the back court and the guards, obviously, you know, Jackson Griffith is, like you said, one really the lone big returner coming back from a year ago that played a lot of minutes from this team. Just elsewhere, you know, when you look at the back court and the guards as a whole, who are some others that you're looking to see step up and contribute at a high level here to start the season?
Well, I'm going to rely on Alex Staley, a junior, and Coyce Bertrand, another junior that had really good, JV seasons last year, and now as they become juniors, they practiced with the varsity last year, but didn't get a ton of playing time with some senior leading guys last year that have now left. But I really expect those guys to take the next step. I think they're ready. They're hungry. So I think it should be a good year for them.
And looking at the front court, you lose a couple of really nice players, and Luke Pershing, who was a senior, Gavin Griffith, who has since moved down to the district as well. And when you look at, you know, the front court and the those who will play at the forward spots, you know, against some pretty darn good competition in the NCC at the forwards here in 2025 and 2026. Who are some of those in the front court that are going to be stepping up and playing a lot of varsity minutes?
We're going to have Zach Lahr. He'll be a big key to us this year as the 4-5 position, and then Grant Ahrens will also step in and take a big step, being probably more of the 3-4 position this year, and then guys like Will Ruby, he's a sophomore, but he's going to end up having to take another leap this year. And just we're going to have to play big. We don't have a ton of size, but our guys are going to have to be able to defend multiple positions. We're just going to have to battle and help each other out and see what we can do.
And as we take a look at the schedule that opens up the season, just four games for your team before you hit the holiday break, as you open up on a Tuesday at South Central Calhoun, which has been a good test for your team the last couple of years. And then conference play follows that with Hampton-Dumont-Cal on December 12th, Iowa Falls-Alden on December 16th. And you wrap up the pre-Christmas slate with Algona on the 19th with a road trip up to Algona. And when you look, you know, at those four games that really set the tone right off the bat for the season, what are some things you and the staff are looking for from this team here early on against those teams specifically we mentioned here to start the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be nice being able to step right into conference competition after the first game. Obviously, you'd like to have, you know, maybe 6 or 7 games before Christmas break, but so you're not so back-end heavy. But it's going to be a real test. I think what we're looking for is how well we can defend. Obviously, defense is one of those things that's really important. So, you know, can we defend the other teams? I mean, we're not going to have a lot of depth, but can we guard one-on-one and can we help each other out and see how it goes from there?
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here once we get the regular season underway later on in December.
Alrighty, thank you.
That was Brett Ratcliffe, the head boys basketball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with more after this here on 95.7 KQWC.